Mediation Monday, if you've been in the middle of an argument with a friend or a family member and you need some help, well, why not turn to us?
That's what we do.
You can always message us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, Mix 105.1 Utah on all three. That's what Colin did. Hey, Colin.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good. So tell us, what's going on?
So my wife, Nikki, she went on a girls' trip to Florida. She said it got pretty crazy, and yeah, I'm fine with that. I understand people need to blow off some steam. We all need to do it at times. Drinking, going out, staying out late, all that was fine, but one of her friends posted a picture of Nikki with some shirtless 20-year-old guy with her arms all wrapped around him and her hands all over him, and the caption said, "Still got it."
Oh, yeah. Man. How did you feel when you saw that?
Well, obviously, I wasn't pleased about it, but then I confronted her, and I just said, "Hey, what's up with this? You know, this looks a little strange, you have to admit." And she was like, "You're overreacting. You're being jealous, and yada yada yada." But it's just like you can't. I don't know. I'm just wondering if a little bit more happened than what she's actually leading on. Like, it's just, it's a little suspicious to me, you know?
Yeah, it's always hard when all of a sudden you get a glimpse into it, and then you're like, well, if that's just 10%, what about the other 90%?
Yeah, and your mind just wanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like, what are they not willing to put on Facebook, you know? Because it's just like, yeah, that's the whole thing. It's a little messed up.
Justin, when your wife Lori goes on trips, does she blow off more steam? Do you see on social media? You're like, man, I haven't seen that Lori in 10 years.
I encourage it.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I'm like, go have fun. But then again, she's not doing that.
Sounds to me, Colin, like your wife Nikki, it's her reaction. She's not making you feel better about it.
No, she's acting like I'm being a jealous jerk about the whole thing. But it's just, that's what somebody says when they maybe have done something a little guilty, you know? Yeah. That's what, she's putting it on me. She's like, you're the one who has a problem. I didn't do anything. So I don't know. It's a little suspicious.
Okay, well, let's do this. We'll get Nikki's number from you. We'll play a song. We'll have her on, and we're going to talk to her. We're going to see if we can kind of help you out.
Okay, thank you.
Got to get up. The Mix Morning Fix. Got to get up. Weekdays 5 to 10 on Mix 105.1.
Mediation Monday with John and Justin. We're trying to help out Colin. Colin's wife, Nikki, went on a girls' trip to Florida, and she came back and said, yeah, I had a fun time. We got a little rowdy, and Colin was fine with it until one of Nikki's friends posted a photo of her with a young 20-something-year-old male with her hands all around him.
Same.
And the caption was, "Still got it." And Colin's like, wait. It's one thing to go and have fun with the girls, a whole nother to be taking photos like this. And he's trying to talk to his wife about it, but she doesn't seem to be having it. She's calling him jealous. Colin, did I get that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to pick up with Nikki here, and let's just see what she has to say, okay?
Cool.
Hey, Nikki, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. It's John and Justin. Thanks for being on with us. So you heard Colin right there and me kind of talk about how it's Mediation Monday where we try to help out couples come to some kind of agreement. And you had quite the spring break trip, it sounds like.
It was just a girls' trip. It's a little silly. Things get a little crazy while on a girls' trip. You know, all girls push the envelope on a girls' trip. It's, you know, they don't cross the line. They just walk up to it.
What is that? So is the line like the actual like hooking up, but it's okay to be kind of like flirtatious? Is that what you're saying?
Flirtations are going to happen. It's not like I'm out there flirting with all these other people. You know, you're just out there around other people. And if, you know, they flirt with you, whatever, it's not like I'm encouraging it. I'm not discouraging it. I'm just walking away from it if it's something that tries to cross the line.
Whoa. Why are you not discouraging it, though? If a girl comes
trip.
Up to me at the bar, I'm certainly discouraging it. You're my wife. That's a matter of respect to you.
It's not like I'm trying to encourage something to happen. But things are going to happen. You're in a group of girls. You can't, like, you know.
Okay, but what are the things that happened? Things. What does that mean? Things are going to happen.
No, just people
just
flirting is harmless. It's not like anything else is happening.
And blame it on the fact
happening.
That you're with a bunch of girls.
Yeah, I got to jump in and just say, so Nikki, are there different rules when you're on a girls trip than there are than, say,
right,
when you're in town and you just go out for a night or something?
I think you're just more relaxed. You're with your girlfriends. And I think that you're approached more just because you are in a group of girls. It's just unavoidable. The only way for me to avoid everything is just stay in the hotel room while the girls go out.
Is this all your friends? Do you all kind of like push the envelope, go right towards that line? Is that just kind of what you do on these girl trips?
It's not intentional. It's just what's going to happen.
I didn't realize this.
No, me neither. I'm kind of like,
if you get a group of girls together, they're going to be approached by guys. There's nothing you can do about it. It's not like, it's not my fault. You know, just like if, Colin, if you're out at a bar and some girl walks up to you and puts her hands on you, you know, yeah, you're going to stop and be like, oh, you look, you know, thanks, I'm flattered, but I'm married. It's not your fault that she walks up to you and puts her arms around you.
When this guy approached you and put his hands all over you and you put your hands all over him.
Oh, we were all joking around. It's not like that was a big deal.
I think it was a big deal to Colin, though. That's the thing. And I think you're not helping the situation, to be honest with you, Nikki, because I think Colin's going like, man, I'm worried about what your actions are on these trips, and you're just kind of blowing him off.
Right, there's no reassurance.
Yeah. Can you tell him and be like, hey, you know, nothing happened. You went too far maybe this time around.
Colin, it's obvious nothing happened, and we talked about this at home. I told you nothing happened. So the fact that it keeps coming up is just kind of absurd.
Colin, are you going to be okay with Nikki going out on another girls' trip? I mean, when she says, hey, I'm going to so-and-so, like, I'm going to St. George this weekend.
Like, nope.
Are you going to be like, later, bye, have fun?
Not at this point, no, because she's just being really vague about what this all is. Like, what's the bad behavior that's permissible when she's on a girls' trip, you know? Like, what if I posted a picture of a girl on social media with her hands all over me? Like, what would you think about that, Nikki? Like, you got to put yourself in my situation. And plus, What are you not showing us? What are you not telling us? So no, I'm not really comfortable right now. And the fact that you're just dismissing me, like, that's just not the way it should go. Like, I need to know, you know, what's happening if you're hanging out with other guys.
It's not hanging out with other guys. It's hanging out with the girls. And this isn't exactly a talk we need to be having on the radio.
You weren't able to have the conversation at home, and that's why I had to force this. Come on.
I feel like this is something probably you guys need to talk about right with each other. And I would definitely say, Nikki, that maybe tell Colin how next time out, maybe you won't go so crazy and you'll just keep it more. I'm not saying stay inside the hotel room, but, you know, maybe a little more respectful since you guys are married. And he doesn't like the fact that you have photos of dudes kind of draped on you.
Right. There definitely needs to be a conversation.
She has to agree to that. That's her decision here.
We just need to talk about this when we get home.